You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Henry Epp. Back in January, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker took a moment in his State of the Commonwealth address to mention struggling school districts that have been taken over by the state, a process known as receivership. He said they've benefited.
And we encourage the Board of Elementary and Secondary Education to continue to use this tool.
No more districts have been taken over since then, but there are currently three under state leadership: Lawrence, Holyoke, and the most recent, Southbridge, a town of 16,000 in central Mass on the border with Connecticut. In 2015, the district's graduation rate was 64.7%. According to the state's education commissioner, just 41% of students reached proficiency in English language arts on the standardized test that year. The numbers were even lower in math and science. Suspension rates were high. So last January, the state took control of the Southbridge schools. Under receivership, a state-appointed superintendent, or receiver, can hire and fire teachers pretty freely and set priorities without the approval of the local school committee. So over a year in, how's it going?
You need to be on Ninja Warrior!
School lets out at the town's middle high school, and it's a swirl of energy as a circle of yellow buses wait to take students home. Soon they're gone, it's quiet again, and I head inside to meet David Williams.
Hi, my name is David Williams. I'm Southbridge Education Association president.
And you're a teacher here at the high school?
I teach Introduction to Physics.
Williams has taught in Southbridge since 1994, and he says he's led the union off and on for the past 15 years. Unlike Holyoke, where the head of the teachers' union was a vocal opponent of the state takeover, in Southbridge, Williams and his union welcomed it.
We needed receivership. I don't believe this district would ever dig itself out of the hole without somebody.
Why is that?
Well, for a couple of reasons, but one has to be that we have not done a proper superintendent search since 2010.
Williams counts eight different people who sat in the superintendent's chair in that time.
So just imagine that you're in a boat in the middle of a lake and, you know, one person tells you to row, you know, north. And then a couple minutes later, you know, somebody else gets into the boat and says, oh, no, we're not going north, we're going east.
The result, he says, you never get out of the middle of the lake.
They've never really been able to stick with anything long enough to gain any traction in any areas. So, yes, I think that's one core reason, and there's others.
That's Dr. Jessica Heisinger. She's the state-appointed receiver for Southbridge. She came from Cambridge, where she was an assistant superintendent. Heisinger says one of her biggest jobs is battling a negative perception of the town's schools.
And that really doesn't reflect the reality of what happens in classrooms every single day. There are a lot of tremendous things going on in these schools, in these classrooms. There's amazing teachers working with our kids. There are new programs that we've put in place this year.
And much more to come, Heisinger says. She's asking for patience. But that's not exactly what she's received from the head of the local school committee, Scott Lazo.
Hi, Scott. Hey.
I meet him at the bar he owns, Lazo's Cafe. It's filled with football trophies from the local Pop Warner team, which he used to coach, and signs from President Donald Trump's campaign. Lazo calls the state takeover a dictatorship.
When you put a person in charge with all the power, finance, policy, everything, there is no check and balance, no accountability on what she's spending, how she's spending it. She just waves her hand and it happens.
Well, you mentioned that you've been on the school committee at different times and in leadership positions in the town for many years. Do you take some of the blame for some of the conditions that preexisted the receiver when she
no,
got
No, because every time I seem to run for office, it's to put a fire out, okay? The receiver's been here a very short time. She really doesn't even know the town.
Back at the high school, teachers' union head David Williams sees it differently. He's very complimentary of Heisinger and says she's fit in well. But he thinks teachers need to be better compensated for some additional days they now have to work. And he says parts of the turnaround plan feel like they were cut and pasted from other districts under state control. And he's not happy with another aspect of the takeover, something called the receiver review, which 28 teachers were put under in December.
It destroyed the morale of this building. We even lost teachers who weren't on the receiver review just because I think the receiver review did very little to improve the district, but it did a lot to make people think that they need to look for a new job somewhere else.
Under the review, no teachers have been dismissed so far, but Williams says out of the 28 teachers who were scrutinized, at least 16 of them are either retiring or looking for jobs in other districts. For her part, Huizenga says the review is ongoing, and her turnaround plan does not include extensive changes to the teaching staff. A central part of the turnaround plan, though, improving support for Southbridge students who are learning English. For years, the state has criticized Southbridge for failing to serve the town's growing Hispanic community. Here's one example. For 29% of students, their first language is not English. But before receivership, there was no one heading the English Learners Department. Now there is. That's a start, says Huizenga, whose mother is Puerto Rican.
Institutional racism or racism is not something that is unique to Southbridge. It's something that, you know, is common, not only all over the Commonwealth, but all over our nation. And, you know, concerns about racism or institutional racism was highlighted in earlier reports in this district in 2010, again in 2015 in the district level 5 review. And it had never really been confronted.
But school committee chair Scott Lazo bristles at criticism the town has received from the state that Southbridge has long neglected to reach out to its Hispanic population.
That's a lot of bull. What we have here is outreach, but the thing is, outreach is a two-way street. If there is no hand on the other side when you outreach, that's not the fault of the district, although the state would like to blame the town and their prejudice and all this here. This town, I do not think, is prejudiced. I think this town is tired of extending its hand and nobody being on the other end.
Early this year, the release of an audit of the district's special education system brought issues of race and racism in Southbridge to a head. It included some highly offensive anonymous comments attributed to a teacher that were directed at the town's Puerto Rican community. A public outcry followed, leading to a community meeting back in January, which opened up a long overdue conversation, says Dr. Huizenga.
It has led to the development of a diversity leadership team of community members who are ready to undertake this conversation, which I think is going to be important to not only the healing of Southbridge, but also to us moving on into the future and ensuring equity and access and opportunity for all children, regardless of race, gender, creed, background, religion. So do I regret making those comments public? No. Did I learn lessons in process? Yes. And I think that that's part of, leadership, right? But I think the end result was the right end result, and we're going to be a stronger community for it.
1 year in, it's too early to tell whether receivership has worked in Southbridge. Test scores and graduation rates for this year won't be out for a few more months. Huizenga says she'll be here till the job is done. I'm Henry Epp. You're listening to Morning Edition on New England Public Radio.